Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner, who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Guerra settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Guerra. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Guerra and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Dylan just scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Berardino scores. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early strikes out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Scheib. Judnick moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain strikes out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Valo takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Early hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 3 in the game. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.